from KQED.
It's been a busy week for both gubernatorial candidates. We've been keeping a close eye on them with our weekly campaign check, carefully assessing some of the biggest claims Whitman and Brown put forward. Here's Scott Schaefer with our Sacramento Bureau Chief, John Myers.
Well, John, besides the big dust-up over Meg Whitman's housekeeper and those allegations by Gloria Allred, there were some substantive issues that came up during this week's debate, like the question of what kind of governor Jerry Brown was. In that debate, Whitman claims Brown turned a surplus into a deficit during his time in office. Brown says that's not quite right. I want to play a bit of their exchange, and then we'll come back and talk.
If you look at his record as governor, he took a $6 billion surplus and turned it into a $1 billion budget deficit.
That surplus didn't drop down, you know, from the tooth fairy. I created that damn thing. I had to veto bills. I had to fight with the legislators. I mean, I had a guy named Jess Unruh, the treasurer. He called my surplus obscene.
John Myers, I won't ask you about the tooth fairy, but how do you see that exchange and that question of the surplus, how it got there, and what happened to it and what Jerry Brown's role was?
First of all, her big picture numbers, at least in terms of the surplus, almost correct. There was a large surplus at one point in his time as governor, actually closer to about $7 billion by the summer of 1978 when he was running for his second term. Now, the deficit number is a bit misleading. The Whitman campaign points back to a 1992 New York Times story to support this billion-dollar deficit. But if you look at the state documents, they show only about half that number actually was a deficit. And again, it wasn't a budgeted deficit. The state can't actually write a budget that's not balanced on paper. So this was a shortfall that came up during the year. Whitman's always talking about that surplus and how it all went away. And I think she's trying to give some sense that, you know, he blew all of the money on big government. Well, the reality is that surplus was largely spent to bail out local governments after they lost a large amount of their revenues through the Prop 13 property tax rollback. It was used to backfill those depleted local coffers. And second of all, Brown himself is reshaping the history about that surplus. Now, he says it was because he was frugal, but several sources really point out that state government was finding itself flush with cash and then some at that point, due to, in part, things like the fact that wages were going up, but the state's income taxes weren't at that time indexed for inflation. So on the natural, through no action of lawmakers, revenues were pouring in. To say he created this surplus, there are other people who don't quite remember it that way.
All right, let's move on to welfare reform, which also came up in the debates, John. And Whitman has been using it in her ads as well, saying, among other things, that California has a disproportionate share of the nation's welfare cases. And she also, of course, criticizes the CalWORKS program. And I'm just wondering, John, is that criticism in bounds or off base, if I can mix my metaphors?
You know, she has some interesting points that she makes. And in the debate, again, on Tuesday night, she reiterated some of the numbers about our system.
Today, we have 12% of the population of the United States and 32% of the welfare cases. We've got five times the welfare cases of New York and only twice the population.
Now, her numbers appear to be pretty much right, but there's a little bit more to consider here. First of all, California has a generous, more generous program than a lot of other states, but that's because a lot of states cut off assistance for both parents and kids in the welfare program. We call it CalWORKS. If they fail to find a job, the parents do, in as little as 6 months in some states, 1 or 2 years. California has been shrinking benefits, but we're still more generous. But here's an important piece of hard data about welfare recipients in California. 78% of all the CalWORKS recipients are children. California has avoided cutting a lot of the help for kids if their parents fail to meet the work standards. Other states aren't that forgiving. And Whitman has said a lot of times, you know, that we've got to have more CalWORKS recipients working. Well, most of them are kids. And I think there's a policy choice there that voters would have to decide about, you know, what they think should happen for people who are trying to get on their feet.
Another issue that came up during the debate was tax cuts. Meg Whitman is calling for reducing the tax burden on businesses and individuals. And Jerry Brown describes that as a big giveaway to the wealthiest in California, including, he points out, Meg Whitman.
One of these targeted tax cuts is targeted to billionaires like Ms. Whitman and millionaires. It's about a $5 billion tax break that will go to the richest people in California. 82% goes to those making over $500,000. And where will a lot of that money come from? Our schools. That's not fair. That's not right. And I think it reflects the difference in our values.
Looking at the numbers just for a moment and the whole notion that this would come out of schools, let's go back to the way the state budget works. You know, we've talked a lot of times about how K through 12 schools and community colleges get about 40% or more of the state's general fund under the Prop 98 constitutional guarantee that was approved by voters. He, in essence, is saying there's no way to cut those capital gains taxes and not impact schools. That's not actually true. There are a number of ways that a governor and a legislature could insulate, protect school funding. And Whitman has said that she does not intend to cut schools. So I think not so much a policy, but a political juxtaposition of people who are more well-to-do in a tax cut and schools.
Well, John, campaign funding also came up during the debate. Jerry Brown charging that Whitman is taking big contributions from wealthy donors who will benefit from the tax cuts that she's proposing, while Whitman says Brown is getting millions from public employee unions. Let's listen to how she described that in their debate.
Mr. Brown talks about bringing people together, and my view is he will bring people together after he's elected governor, and it will be a meeting of all the special interests and the unions who are there to collect their IOUs from the campaign that they have funded.
You know, John, one of the questions in all this is who's more independent, somebody who basically self-funds their campaign the way Meg Whitman does, or someone who collects a lot of contributions from a lot of people, including unions?
You know, it is true. The unions are supporting Jerry Brown. I mean, the most significant assistance, actually, when you look at the records, has been through these political committees that are technically independent of Brown's campaign. And Whitman often derides them as Jerry Brown, Inc. A few days ago, the state's Fair Political Practices Commission issued a report that shows since June 9th, the independent committees opposing Whitman in this election have spent about $12.5 million. They're almost exclusively funded by organized labor. But keep in mind, most of the money, especially from organized labor, is coming through these independent groups because there are no contribution limits. And while it is a lot of money, $12.5 million, when you look at she spent $109 million of her own money, and of course she has donations from businesses and corporations, the question is, you know, as we said, what do the voters think about all of this and where the money comes from?
Exactly. And of course, they're going to be debating again this weekend. There'll be lots more to talk about next week, I'm sure, John.
Indeed. We'll have to keep watching. It's going to be a good race, and we're only 5 weeks or so out.
All right. John Myers, our Sacramento Bureau Chief. John, thanks.
You're welcome.
We've got lots of campaign coverage online, delivering the information you need to make decisions from the top of the ticket on down. Look for the link to election coverage at our website, californiareport.org.